Happy Monday, party people. Today is going to be a really short one. I wanted to share a story that happened in the last few weeks, and then it got me thinking a little bit more. So our topic today is going to be all about feeling seen, which is something that we talk about a lot on the podcast, of sharing stories so that people feel seen, heard, and loved, and they don't feel isolated in their experience and their journey. A couple of weeks ago, I was driving with just my oldest, and somehow we got to talking about jobs and careers, and I asked him if he thought it was weird that I did not have a quote-unquote regular job. And he sat there for a second and he goes, I mean, kind of, but like, you're not regular. And it made my heart so happy because in that moment, I felt so seen in such a real way. And I told him that. And then we had this whole conversation about regular and not regular and following things in your life that feel aligned and that provide fulfillment and joy in your life. And if that is in the corporate world, then that's fantastic. And if it's not, then that is also fantastic. And I also told him that while it may feel like such a small statement, it was really impactful because it felt like there was some recognition of him seeing me from my true self and actually acknowledging it. And so we talked about that too, of how cool it was that he had the ability to see something and then also comment about it and reflect on it, which was really fun. I had a very short attention span with him, so conversation didn't last long, but I think we got the point across, which was great. But then I also started to think about all the parts of ourselves that we feel go unseen and which parts of ourselves we allow to be seen and who we feel comfortable with kind of showing our full selves in order to be fully seen. And your girl here has done some tremendous work building up walls around herself so that different pieces and elements are not necessarily available. And that's definitely something that I've been working on. And so that's kind of what I've been reflecting on since that conversation took place, is not only what pieces of myself do I put out there for people to see and for me to be fully seen, but then do I acknowledge and recognize and love them within myself and see them within myself, which was quite an experience. Highly recommend spending a little time with that one. And then also, like my oldest, do we recognize, do we see the people in our lives that mean the most to us? And do they know that? And so I would ask the same of you, of what pieces of yourself do you feel like you either try and hide or wall off so that people don't get access to it? Are there parts of yourself that you have not fully seen and accepted and loved? And the people that you love most, are they fully seen as well? And with that, my friends, I secretly kind of hope that you guys can hear my kids playing in the background because it has been complete chaos trying to get this thing recorded in a very short order. But with that, it's a wrap for today. So for your week ahead, I hope you feel seen. I hope you see yourself and take a moment to find something in someone else that you've taken notice of and share it with them. Have a great week.